Hey, everybody, I hope you're doing well. It's Amy Riccardi. This is Conservative Reality Check. This is episode number 12, which is pretty amazing. I was just looking back through my show notes this morning, and this is actually, it's been basically almost a month since I started these podcasts on MeWe, Rumble, and posting them up on Parler as well. And I just want to thank you guys so much for watching. We've gotten some really great feedback about the podcast so far. And I'm finding that we've got people that are connected in very disparate ways to me watching this. And it's been really fun to hear these stories. So I just want to do this show. I've named it When There's Too Much to See. And I don't know about you, but I can tell you right now, I've struggled for the last 3 or 4 days about what to do on the podcast right now, just because there's so much information that I'm paying attention to right now in order to bring these podcasts to you. And it gets really overwhelming, I'll be honest with you. And I'm sure all of you have felt this way before in this whole entire process, right? We're just getting bombarded with so much stuff. And it's coming from kind of all directions. And I want to take a little bit of time today to just dissect that and tell you, number one, you are not crazy, right? I don't know about you, but I have felt over the last month and a half or 2 months that things have gotten really wacky in this world. I mean, really wacky. And I sit here and I see this stuff, but then you hear the media and you hear your left friends and all this other stuff, and you hear all these things and you're just like, I know I am not crazy. I know I am not crazy. And you're not. The whole concept of psychological operations is all about getting you to think that you are. And so if you're feeling that way, you're sitting exactly where these very negative powers that are existing out in our world right now want you to feel. You're feeling those same feelings they are trying to get you to feel. So instead of getting yourself sucked down into that vortex, which is where the opposition wants you to be, I would encourage you to totally disengage for 24 hours. Disengage from the news, disengage from your phone. Get outside, get some fresh air. It's cold and crisp out today. Get some fresh air, go for a walk, spend some time reading a book. Let your brain focus on something else for a bit. Because when you do that, it actually will bring you more clarity when you start to re-engage again into the crazy world that we're in right now, right? So my recommendation to you is, and I recommend this, by the way, to my clients as well, when people get overwhelmed, the best thing to do is step back and step out of the current environment you're in, recalibrate yourself so that you can go back in and re-engage when you choose to. And I promise you, missing out on a 24-hour news cycle is not going to make or break anything at this point in time. That's the things that are unfolding right now in our world, especially here in the US, are literally going to take time. They're going to take weeks and months and months. So missing out on one day isn't going to mean a lot. Might you miss something important? Yeah, you might, but you'll definitely be able to catch back up on it. It's not like, you know, a life or death, like you're going to miss something. And I think that we have this kind of fear of missing out sometimes. So I want to just tell you that, you know, this is a long game activity that's going on right now. And the psychological operations that are being played against conservatives is sick, it's demented, and it's going to be outed. So my best advice to you is play this for the long game. And let me give you an analogy. So I've disclosed a lot about me, but growing up, I was very athletic and I played a lot of different sports. I wound up playing even volleyball at the Division I level. So played it at a pretty high level. And I now coach youth sports from time to time, volleyball in particular. And I remember going to tournaments and performing at a really high level. And by the way, I'll tell you, I'm all of like 5'3", maybe, if we're going to be generous. I'm probably like 5'2½", I think is what we decided I actually was. I am. playing, I played at the role of the setter on the court. And if you haven't, if you're not familiar with volleyball, it was a very, very fast-paced game, a very fast-paced game. And the setter plays in every, almost every single time the ball comes onto our side of the court, the setter has a hand in the play. At a high level, that's true 99% of the time. All right. So you're constantly moving for an entire game. And then, you know, and they're long. They can be, sometimes they can be hours long, depending on how long you want it playing, how many sets you want it playing. So what I'm going to tell you is this is the long game, right? In volleyball, I had to be in incredibly good shape in order to, and have incredible endurance to be able to play the long game in volleyball. And setters have to be not only quick, but have to have a lot of endurance because the games and the tournaments go on and on and on, sometimes many days long. And you have got to be able to get back up every single time, get back in the game and play at a really, and perform at a really high level. And when I say this because we're in this situation for the long game. We're not in it for just a one set kind of in and out kind of gig. It's not just about fixing this election process. We're going to be at this for months and months and months. And I can't guarantee you that it's going to be easy. And I think the other thing from a mindset perspective is we've gotten into this mindset, well, it's the president and the president's attorneys right now that need to present their case. And it's as simple as that. Well, it's not as simple as just them presenting their case because there are Obama-backed lawyers and law firms that are working very diligently against the president's lawyers to counter their lawsuits. So they're not only working against the courts, but they're actually working against opposing lawyers and law firms that are working against them. So this is a multi-pronged, multifaceted thing. This is a lot like having, you know, not only do you have your opposition, your other team against you and the coaches against you, but you have the referees that aren't necessarily on your side either and are looking for any little flaw that you can put out there or any single excuse that can be found put out there to not rule in your favor or referee in your favor. And that's exactly what is happening right now on the legal front. Okay. Then we've got the court of public opinion. And we've got every single person that could provide information in mainstream media and social media out there to quell and put down any piece of information that might be useful or give you any sense of hope that the president may actually be winning, right? And so there is just so much negative energy flowing through all of this right now that you actually have to put a stop to it at some point in time, walk away, get your towel, get your water, sit down, take a breather, get away from it for a minute, from a mental perspective, and give yourself the respite of a reset before you can go back into battle, right? Every human being needs to do this. And I'll tell you right now, when you get to that point of overwhelm, this is the best method to get you to do a reset so you can go back into battle. Take the time you need to reset yourself from a mental game perspective. I'll be honest with you. I needed that this last weekend. I needed the mental reset. There's just so my brain works in a really interesting way in that the best analogy for this one, and I'm all about analogies today, but you know, I have this dining room table, this farm table, and I bought it years ago. It actually opens up and there's a middle leaf that can be pulled out to extend the table. I never use it. I thought this was the coolest thing ever. And I thought I envisioned having all these people over for dinners and whatever. I don't do that. So it's funny because I have this great big farm table that is always kept at its smallest size. But I kind of envision what's going on now about, you know, kind of opening up that table, pulling out that leaf and pouring out a 50,000 piece puzzle, right? And you have this picture on the box, but you know full well that it's not to scale. So obviously, so you've got to look at all the pieces. And that's what my brain does. My brain has a tendency to look at all these different pieces and then sort out from there what I'm seeing and what the patterns are that exist. And when I see all the pieces, but my head can't put the pattern together, I get really overwhelmed. It frustrates me because I find it a challenge that I have to solve. And until I can, it gets really hard for me it gets me very frustrated, frankly. I get really frustrated because I'm so competitive. So I have been at that point this weekend where there's so many disparate pieces. And so I thought today what I would do, besides talk about this mental game piece that's really important, is talk about the pieces that I'm seeing that I think are relevant right now, right? So we're in the process of filling in the edges of the puzzle. And these are the pieces that I'm seeing right now that I think are really, really critical. So number one, we have upcoming Supreme Court cases and the decision process for the Supreme Court to actually hear some of these cases, right? We have no control over this whatsoever. Literally no control. So either the Supreme Court's going to hear these cases or the Supreme Court's not going to hear these cases, but either way, we don't have any control over this. But it's good to know that those things exist. This last week we saw the Georgia hearings and the Georgia videos and what will ever be burned in all of our heads is going to be the woman with the blonde braids pulling the box of ballots out from underneath the table at, you know, in Atlanta, right? Our brains are never going to forget that aspect of it. And we know this is wrong. This is, of course, after everybody got sent home, the boxes of ballots came out from underneath the table from, you know, a parent's suitcase or some kind of box on wheels kind of a thing. And then they got counted, and then Biden miraculously in the middle of the night won. So we know full well what's happened. Our rational brain is smart enough to figure out there was cheating involved in this election. We've heard it from three or four other cities now, and Georgia is just the latest example of what's been going on. So what I want to tell you is there's a lot of crazy out here, right? There's upcoming Supreme Court hearings. There's the testimony in the hearings we've been hearing. And all the state hearings. So we've got the election piece of this going on. What we've also got now going on too, if you've noticed, is that there's a lot of chatter lately about COVID and COVID being a fraud and the COVID numbers and the reporting of deaths. And the one I read most recently last night, which I found really fascinating, was a Johns Hopkins study that's now been buried that basically talks about the fact that we actually haven't in this country exceeded our regular death rates, the ones from heart disease and cancer, et cetera. So the argument is, and the Johns Hopkins article, which by the way, it's Johns Hopkins University and they're really well known for their great research. So I can't imagine they would sully their reputation by creating some kind of fake news piece and float it out there. The thing that kind of tips me off to it probably being real is the fact that the news media and social media have censored it and taken it down, which again, how we in America are letting our news media organizations censor stuff is beyond me right now, but I'm hoping they will all come crumbling down as well. But this article basically goes on to say that, you know, here in the US right now, we haven't even exceeded our normal death rate numbers, which tells the writers and the researchers that we're actually reclassifying what would typically be, you know, heart attacks and heart disease deaths, as well as deaths from cancer and other things. And we're attributing those deaths to COVID versus getting back to their original cause. We saw some hints about this, by the way, months ago when we started talking about and questioning the numbers, because again, the numbers didn't make sense. Do you remember feeling the same sense of overwhelm and about the COVID numbers when they came out? And then we learned that actually doctors and hospitals were getting paid, I think it was something close to $39,000 per patient that died of COVID versus much less if they died from something else, which then incentivized people to claim more COVID cases, even if the underlying cause was actually something else, right? We heard that way back in the summer. And now we're having that same kind of reaction to all the other crazy stuff that's happening right now too. It's like, this does not make any sense. So now we're seeing this report come out from Johns Hopkins and we're seeing it get buried. And I'll be honest with you, I sit here and say, it doesn't make sense. I also just watched a video this morning of some doctors in Europe who are basically suggesting that these lockdowns are actually much, much worse for people than just dealing with the COVID numbers to begin with. So again, that video has been buried, just like the doctors this summer who came to DC on the steps of the Supreme Court, right? So again, there's just all of this crazy information and stuff going on out there. And what I want to tell you is step back from it. Step back from it when you need to. Give yourself a mental break. Don't be consumed by this, because so much of it right now is out of our hands. You know, and I'm going to go back to stuff in Georgia for a moment too. There's a lot of stuff in Georgia that's also coming out that's beyond just the direct election fraud or voter fraud, but there's election fraud going on and a lot of conversation around the governor and the secretary of state who have had a big hand with China and payouts from China and all this kind of stuff too, which just adds another level and layer to the incredible dysfunction and things that are going on here in the country right now, right? And I hear that stuff, and I think more than anything, that stuff really disgusts me at a core level. It's just really, really, it grates on me that we have Americans that would sell us out to China and other places. I also saw a video last night from Tucker Carlson that talked about, it was a professor in China who was giving a speech and a lecture in China around the fact that the Chinese government has had players in the highest levels of our government and Wall Street. They've had them there for years until 2016 when Trump won, and it's completely disrupted some of their power play in U.S. politics and in the U.S. Economy. So, you know, that stuff is the stuff that really bothers me probably more than anything. Although, trust me, I want the election process to sort itself out. So here's my take on kind of what to do next, right? Because a lot of us are just sitting here in overwhelm going, God, I don't even know what to say. It's just so much easier just to say, just let Biden be president and let's just move along, because I just can't handle I can't handle the crazy anymore. And here's what I'm going to say to you. If you get to that point, you have to step back. You've got to step back and out of wherever you're getting your news and your information or chatting with your friends or whatever it is you're doing where you're getting fed all this information. And you need to let your brain rest and recenter and refocus on what's important. Okay. And then you can re-enter the game when you're ready, but give yourself that break and that rest. You need it, because this is a long game. This is a very, very long game. The second thing I'm going to tell you is right now, we have to let this election process play out. The number one focus right now, even before getting the Georgia senators in office, is we have got to fight the fight on the Trump front with this election. We've got to be calling our Republican legislators and forcing their hand to step up and stand behind the president. So many of them have cowered off into their little deep dark holes, and we're going to ferret those people out later. But right now, the short game, the short focus needs to be on the president winning this election. Then right after that is the Georgia election. But without the president winning this one, the cheating that will happen in the Georgia recount will be astounding. And people say, oh yes, but there'll be people watching this time and it'll be different this time. No, it won't. It will not be different. They've already got games played out for all of this to ensure that their two senators win. This has been gamed out to the nth degree. Okay. The Democrats are well outplaying the Republicans on the ground game when it comes to this election. It's so obvious to me now what has been going on during this entire time. And I talked about this on a previous episode. You know, I volunteered and worked the ground game here in Virginia. And I remember multiple conversations happening over the summer. Why are we not seeing any Democrats out here canvassing and door knocking and doing anything on the ground? And it was always, oh, it's a COVID thing. They're too scared to come out. But something in the back of my mind was always like, no, it's way more than that. And now we know why. The Democrats have known this is going to be in the bag for a really long time. Right? A really long time. So we know this is a coordinated effort. It's a coordinated effort on the national, on a national level. And it continues to be. And it continues to be a constant barrage of what can be done to help game the system. They're going to try to cheat in any and all runoff elections. I just saw last night a report that the Chinese government has been printing ballots and shipping them overseas back over here for use in this election. Whether or not that's true or not, and I could argue that it is or it isn't because I'm not sure yet, but just the mere concept of the fact that somebody has put out into the universe that some other country, or let's just say even here in the United States, ballots are being printed to help stuff the ballot box for any and all remaining runoffs, because I don't think Georgia is the only one. I think there's some other smaller races that are still in runoff. All right. So we have got to focus on getting the president back in the White House or continuing to stay in the White House as a first priority. The second priority is the Georgia Senate runoff. No matter how you feel about the fact that we're getting screwed in this process in Georgia, or what you feel about Perdue or Loeffler at this point in time, we have to vote them in. Okay, we have to vote them in. Period, end game. We have to vote them in. Okay, do I like the fact that we have to vote them in? No. Do I think both of them are flawed characters in this whole entire gig? Yes, I do. But they're Republicans and we need them in office right now. We will sort out the whole MAGA thing versus Rhino GOP at some point in time. We will get there. That is the part of our long game. But right now, two priorities. The president has got to get back in the White House and retain the White House, and we have got to win the Senate again. Okay, we have to. If we strip everything down to its most simple thing, those two things have to happen. So what can you do locally and nationally to help in that process? Make phone calls, send emails, harass the crap out of your state legislator, or your U.S. and House and Senate, U.S. House reps and senators about supporting the president in this whole process. Support election reform, massive election reform in every way you possibly can. All right. That's the priority right now. My state GOP is a shit show. I'm just going to say it out there publicly for everyone to know. All right. We have been told multiple times that there was election fraud in the state of, in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We know that to be true because I know that the president did not lose Virginia. We had huge numbers of people come out and vote. And we know the Democrats did similar ballot stuffing in certain areas of this, of the state, that they did in other parts of the country. All right. And our GOP is doing jack crap around this. There might be pockets of people wanting to look into this, but as a whole, it didn't even come up on Saturday, really, at our GOP conference. It was all about planning for 2021 already. And it was done in the most inefficient way possible. So if your state is anything like mine, our GOP party is like 20 steps behind where the Democrats are right now. And it's no wonder that this state went blue 2 years ago. No wonder, because our GOP party is so out of touch here. So I'm working on trying to figure out my part in that and in writing that, because I'm not one to complain about something and not provide a solution. So, wow, a lot of stuff here packed into this podcast. Again, there are two priorities right now and only two, right? The very first one, the most immediate, the most pressing that you can play a role in is helping to get these elections investigated, getting voter integrity, the voting process and integrity sorted out, and making sure that President Trump winds up getting a second term now, not in 2024, now. And the second thing is then supporting the candidates for the reelection, for their election down in Georgia, and getting the rest of our Senate filled out so it's a Republican majority in the Senate. All right. The long game is we're going to clean, drain the swamp and clean things up. And I'm going to go back to drain the swamp because there's a lot of draining to be done, a lot of big beasts in that nasty swamp here in DC. And getting this country righted and focused back on an America First agenda. Okay, that's the priority. Trump, Georgia, short term. Think short term right now. Trump, Georgia, that's it. Trump and Georgia. Let's get those two things righted. And then we got a laundry list of other things that are going to come after, but we've got to get Trump back in office now. There is no draining the swamp without Trump being in the White House. In fact, the swamp creatures will come out and bury the hell out of everything that he's uncovered in his 4 years. Period. Hard stop on that. All right. So if you want the swamp drained, you have to do everything you can right now to help Trump become president, which means talking to friends, having the hard conversations, letting the truth come out, posting on social media, keeping your energy up, and play this game. I know there's a ton of forces working against him right now. Tons of forces working against him, seen and unseen. All right, we can win this. This is a battle. This is a long, hard battle. This is like playing a highly competitive team that is just as good as your team. And they play a very different kind of offense and defense that's very snaky, but it works. And the judges and the referees are all in their favor. And so we have to play a game that is sharper, more focused, and more gritty and defensive, because we have righteousness on our side. You guys, we really do. Pray is always a good thing. Prayer is always a good thing. So we pray for Rudy Giuliani for sure in his health and that he recovers quickly. We pray for Ted Cruz, who has stepped up to the plate to offer to help argue cases in the Supreme Court, which is a fantastic thing. And we pray for this country for sure. All right. You guys have a great day. I will do more soon. I will do another podcast in the next couple of days and kind of get back onto a little bit more regular schedule. I know people have been saying, gosh, where have you been for the last like almost week? You haven't posted anything. We're waiting for it. And I totally get it. I have a guy here that I watch who watches, I think I've mentioned this, military flights, three-letter agency private jets and their flight patterns all over. And he only posts a couple times a week. And I'm just like, I'm waiting for him to post. It's like, I need to see what you're seeing. I want to understand it to help me fill in the puzzle pieces. There's one piece of many pieces of information that I'm looking at right now, but I crave getting his stuff because he sees things from a very different perspective that helps me get more clarity about what's actually happening. And so I get it. And so some people may see this, this as helpful to you. And I really appreciate the feedback, you guys. Thank you so much. Anyway, again, I'm going to sign off here. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please feel free to comment. I don't know if there's going to be show notes below this time around because it's just mostly my stuff at this point, but if you have thoughts or questions, please grab me in MeWe. You can go to MeWe. It's a page called Conservative Reality Check. You can check me out on Rumble and certainly comment there, which would be really great. You can share this with friends across platforms. I would love to be able to expand this out and get a much bigger following. So feel free to share this with friends and family. And you guys stay safe and take your breaks. You're going to need them. It's a long game. Have a good one.